You're now tuned into the most unpredictable podcast on the World Wide Web.
It's about to shut it.
Shut it.
Hey, you are locked in.
You know what it is.
Pour up a glass of wine, ladies.
Let the Henny flow, fellas.
And get ready to
It's Karen Hill live on Say It Loud Radio
on your favorite internet platform streaming live.
Hi guys, it's another episode of Say It Loud with your homegirl Karen L and favorite Gilf. It is so good to be back for season 6. I am super excited about all the things that are going on with the podcast. If you haven't been following and checking in, you're missing out because your girl is over here working and working hard. So the first thing I want to say is thank you so much for giving me grace. I took some time off in the spring and the summer to kind of really just kind of think about the direction of the podcast and my company and really just take some time to take care of myself. I'll be the first person to tell y'all that self-care is super important and we should be caring for ourselves. And that's what I wanted to do. I don't really have a reason as to why I took the time off. I just felt like I wanted to just chill and enjoy life and be present and be able to share my life and bring my content to you as organically as possible. And in order to do that, I learned that I had to be in the best place spiritually, emotionally, physically, so that I could be fucking funny, so that I could tell my jokes, so I could tell my stories, and I could share it with you so that you enjoy it. And so to do that, I took some time off, and I traveled, and I hung out with my kids, and I just, like, chilled the fuck out, you know? And then on the back end of that, I been working on the business and growing that. So I just want to say thank you so much for giving me grace and allowing me to do that and being well with it and rocking with me. But we gonna get into the shit because that's what I motherfucking do. And so this particular episode, I wanted to come out season 6 and it just be me on the microphone because this is my happy place. And I have a studio built in the house, but I'm actually recording in my car because, truth be told, I be having a whole motherfucking conversation in this car by my goddamn self. And I was like, well, where do I feel most inspired? And that was the place. Like, most people sing in the shower. I you know, fight back whoever they arguing with in the shower. For me, it's sitting in the car every morning on my commute to work and having that conversation about whatever the fuck it is, by myself. And that's how I started this podcast. And so I'm sitting in my motherfucking car right now. If you hear a car go by, that's what it is. And bringing you the best of me in a space where I'm most comfortable. So that's what we're doing. While we're talking about that, I just want to say, if you're not comfortable in your space and you're not comfortable in your skin, then you need to work on that. You need to get help. You need to listen to Morning Motivation with Karen now. You need to do all them things in your life that allow you to sink deeper into your skin. And be at peace with yourself, because a lot of time people talk about it, but they ain't really about it. They ain't really doing the work. They ain't really saying anything. They ain't really doing anything. They ain't really making a difference in the shit they complaining about. They just getting up and complaining every day. I'm a big advocate for don't just talk about it, be about it. But not for everybody else and to show everybody else what you're doing. Be about it for yourself. Because if you ain't about it for yourself, then fuck what you think with everybody else. So with that said, we're going to get in today's topic, which is called Why the Motherfucking Fuck Is You Begging? But they didn't let me write all that shit when you clicked on this episode. But that's the truth. I wanted to really come back and do just me kicking it with y'all and ask you, both men and women, particularly women. I'm gonna target this particular podcast in this episode to women, but men, of course, you too. But why y'all always motherfucking begging? And I don't mean begging for money, because I quite understand, you know, that like, it's not about money. I'm talking about, why are you women constantly begging and trying to prove to a man that you are worthy of being his woman? Like, why y'all constantly having to say I'm better than her? I'm a good catch. I don't see why he doesn't want to get married. I don't see why he doesn't want to be with me. I don't see why I'm not good enough. And it's just like, yo, sis, like, you saying you're the bigger woman, you saying you a bad bitch, you saying you don't got no weak bitch tendencies, you saying you the shit, you sitting here ringing off your degrees and how you can cook and clean, yet you begging this person to use all of those things to value who the fuck you are. If that's who the fuck you really are, if that is who you embody, then why are you trying to convince somebody that that's good enough for them? Like, I don't even understand the concept behind that. Why are you, and men do it, I see men do it too, so men don't be acting like it ain't y'all too, because I have seen men in certain situations begging for a woman, like, I got a job, I take care of my kids, and you going down the list of all the things that you do, and you do them. Why are you telling somebody else what the value of you is? If they don't see that, if they don't respect that, if they don't understand, then guess what, my dude, my friend, miss, sis, whatever you want to call it, then they don't see that value in you, and they don't respect you, and they don't want that. Y'all not in sync. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all are not synced up together. So I'm going to tell you a story, because that's what we do here. I met this young lady. I say young lady because she's younger than me. She's never been married before. Has a great education. Beautiful woman. Bad bitch. I give her that. And I know a bad bitch when I see one, because I'm a bad bitch. At least I was. Either way, bad bitch, right? I would definitely say she up there. Beautiful woman, takes care of her body, looks great all the time, education, got her own place, you know, doesn't have any children, no baby daddy drama, good family, like, good catch, educated, saves her money, does all the shit she's supposed to do, manages her shit, is moving through life and excelling, right? And then she meets this guy, and they've been dating for years now, 2 years, 3 years, I don't know, right? And she's just like, yo, I don't understand. I'm a good catch. I handle my business. I go to school. I got degrees. I make my money. I pay my bills. I save. I travel. I go to eat to nice places. Like, I take care of all my shit. I take care of, help, you know, support him in what he's doing. I don't understand why he hasn't proposed. I don't understand why we haven't taken the next step. I don't understand why he doesn't feel I'm a good catch. I'm a good catch. I have all of these attributes. I don't understand why this person doesn't see the value in me to make me their partner. And I felt it for her. I ain't gonna lie. I felt it for her because listening to her story, she was very passionate about it. She was very honest about it. She was very real. She was very vulnerable with me. You understand what I'm saying? And she didn't have to do that. But people do that. People meet me and they start talking to me and they just be telling me their whole life. And it's okay because I'm there and I understand. I understand being in those situations. I understand having had lived in that type of situation. I understand having felt at points in my life where somebody convinced me that I wasn't good enough. You know, on a number of people on different levels. You understand what I'm saying? And so, instead of saying, well, you know, fuck this. This person and I aren't synced up. This is not the person I'm supposed to be with. This person is not seeing what I'm seeing. This person is not understanding who I am. And like, don't get it twisted. Some of y'all women are not what y'all say you are, right? Some of y'all are saying I could cook and you got about two dishes in. Some of y'all are saying I keep the house clean and y'all got cleaning products. Y'all not cleaning the house. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about the people who are actually doing the things that they're saying they're doing. The men and the women that are pulling their weight, that are growing their businesses, growing their education, growing their lives, growing their home, and meet someone and that person is stagnant. That person is stifling. And instead, and I don't mean they're stifling like they're not enjoying that stuff. They're stifling in that they don't want to take the next step. They're not growing with you, right? They're stunting your growth. That's what they're doing. And instead of you saying to this person, like, are we synced up? Is this what you want? Because if you're not in this, then I'm out. We're trying to convince this person, male or female, that they should see the good in us and that I need to show them how good I am. I need to love them harder. I need to do more so that they understand, so that they can commit to this relationship, so they can give in to this relationship. And my question to y'all is, why are you doing that? If you are all of this, I know who I am as a woman. I know, like, I'm a bitch. I know that. But I know in my heart that I'm a good woman. I know that I come from a good family. I know that family is really important to me. I work. I have a good job. I have a couple degrees under my belt. I have a career under my belt. I'm growing as an artist and as a person every day, as a mother, as a sister. I know that I'm a good catch. My question is, why are you trying to convince somebody else? Why are you not empowered in yourself to understand that that person doesn't see your value, even though you're going down the checklist? And instead of asking them to see it and understand it, why not see it and understand it for yourself? And be like, you know what? We not on the same page. You know what? I can't see myself having a life with you. You know what? I could have, but since you don't see that, then you know what? I'm not going to convince you. Because you cannot convince somebody to love you. You cannot convince somebody that I'm the woman you need to be with. And these are the reasons why. Like, love don't fucking work like that. I don't know where that concept came from. I don't know where that idea came from. But the truth of the matter is, you can't convince somebody to love you or to see the value in you or to understand, like, yo, this is great. She's great. I know men that have dated women for years knowing damn well they wasn't going to marry them. Knowing damn well that they weren't going to have any long-term relationship with them. You understand? But they still continue to date them. I feel like it's on you people in the relationship that's saying, I want to get married. If you don't want to get married and I want to get married, then, you know, maybe this isn't the relationship for you. Right? Maybe this isn't the relationship with you. I want kids. You don't want kids. Maybe this isn't the relationship for you. Maybe we have a good time together, but that doesn't mean this is where this relationship and the long term or the longevity of this is going. And being able to have an honest conversation about it. Because I don't think any human being that is up to the caliber that they believe they are should be begging the next person. I don't think you should be begging somebody to love you. I don't think you should be begging someone to see the great in you. Not good, the great. I don't think you should be begging someone or giving someone an ultimatum for them to decide that you are good enough to be forever. If you don't want that, that's cool. And let them go. But give yourself the grace in knowing that you're better. You're better than begging somebody to do that. You're better than begging someone to give you value. Because that's really what they're doing. They're giving you a value. You have all of those attributes. And what you're doing is you selling, you're putting yourself on the market and you're saying, it's like a car dealership. And you're saying, like, yo, you've been test driving this car. You've been test driving this car. You've been test driving this car. You say you like it. Are you going to buy it? Let me tell you, I got heated seats. I got a heated steering wheel, right? I come with 3 years of Sirius XM satellite radio. I come with the ambient light. I come with the 36 or 136 different colors that you can put in the undercar. You understand what I'm saying? You pointing out all the things that you have. But if that person doesn't see the value, if that person doesn't really want it, doesn't really, really want it, then you can point out all that shit all you want. They not gonna buy it. That's why people lease. Oh, you get me? You get me? So that is my message for you guys today listening to this podcast. It's short and sweet and straight to the point. What are you doing? If you are in a relationship right now, and I'm going to flip it, right? Because I see I know a lot of men in my life. I know a lot of good men. Contrary to what the media tells you, I actually know a lot of cool dudes who want to settle down, who want to take care of their kids, who want to go on vacations, who want to buy homes, who want to start businesses, who are doing the damn thing, right? And they be going out with some women that I be judging. I ain't gonna lie, because I be seeing with some of y'all dudes and I just be like, not that one, but y'all don't fucking listen to me. And then they meet this woman that's not about nothing. She was a pygmy bitch with a big ass and some big titties. I understand. It looked good. The package was nice, right? But now you get with her. Now she your baby mom's. You understand what I'm saying? Now it's time to put our minds together and put our money where our mouth is, and you know, really do the things we need to do to build a life and a family. And now you're like, yo, this bitch a bonehead. You know what I mean? She not about nothing. She's not adding to my table. If anything, she's fucking breaking the legs. She's gnawing at those shits and they're getting thin. And there's a lot of men that are in that situation as well. Good catch. And the woman that they with, he's like, yo, I don't understand why she don't see the vision, why she's not trying to pull her weight, why she's not doing what she's doing. She's just expecting me to do shit. Like, what the fuck is she doing? And they don't understand that. Like, yo, you could go ahead and marry that woman if you like, because it's the honorable thing to do. But you're not understanding that the partner that you chose, you have to now convince her to get her shit together so that she could be the proper partner that you need. And a lot of women be thinking that being a partner these days just means I could cook and clean and I got a pussy. Like, yo, I mean, you know, if your mama didn't teach you how to clean, you're missing out. And the biological stuff, most of us have it. It's not enough anymore, ladies, in my opinion, to just cook and clean. It's not enough. Like, anybody could do that. What else you got? You understand what I'm saying? What else you got? Because we trying to run businesses. Because we trying to raise successful children. We trying to send them to college. We trying to, you know, make entrepreneurs. We trying to make athletes. You understand what I'm saying? We trying to build. We trying to save. We trying to have multiple properties. We trying, like, and that man has all of that. And then you pick a partner that is just, like, stunted. Stifling. That same table, she asks you, what do you bring to the table? She's gnawing at the fucking wood. And a lot of women are like, that's not me. That's not me. Okay, assess who you is, sis. Assess who the fuck you is. I'm not telling it is you or it isn't you. Listen to this shit by yourself. Figure out who the fuck you is. Because somebody need to tell you. You don't want to get out of a relationship with someone and you ain't got shit. You worse than when you started. Figure it out. But what you cannot continue to do is trying to convince someone that you are good enough. Trying to convince someone you should be their wife. Trying to convince someone you should be their husband. Trying to convince someone that they should be a partner. Because sometimes y'all caught up in this wife and husband titles that you forget that without the title, you still need to be a partner. I tell people all the time, I don't really care if I ever get married again. I can or I can't. It doesn't really matter to me. That's not a big issue. I've been married before. I don't really care about the, you know, the legal schmeagle part of being a wife. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I care about having a solid partner. I care about having somebody that's going to hold me down. I care about having somebody that's going to see the vision. I care about somebody who's going to empower me and make me be better. I care about somebody who's going to love my children as they see me love my children. I care about someone who's going to say, let's not I bring a table and you bring a table. Let's fucking blend our shit together, right? And I'll bring the turkey and you bring the ham. Like, that's the type of partnership that I'm looking for. That when I drop the ball, you pick it up. When you throw me the alley-oop, I catch it. That is the shit. And I do the fucking layup off the backboard and dunk the motherfucker. That is the type of partnership that I'm looking for. And so you can't convince somebody of that. You can't convince somebody to be better. You can't force somebody to be better. You can't even force somebody to see your vision. They either do or they don't. They either get you or they won't. And you got to know when the time comes to be like, you know what? If you can't see this, then I understand. But then I'm going to have to move on to what's better for me. Because I shouldn't have to beg you to be in your motherfucking life. Think about it. I'm begging you to be in your motherfucking life. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me that you are trying to convince someone else that they should let you be a part of their life. Think about that. I have to convince you that I love you and I'm good enough to be in your life, to be your partner. When you in your own life probably ain't as fucking good as me to begin with in the first place. Well, in this particular situation. Think about it. Think about the fact that you're begging someone to be in their space, to be in their life. And they just have no respect for that to even be able to say, well, you know what? This person is worth holding on to. Or this person, or they don't have enough respect to say, well, you know what? I can't give you that. Because that's another justifiable answer. I think not only is someone allowed to say that, but we have to understand when they say it and respect it. And so when you have this conversation, however you have this conversation with your person, and this doesn't have to be just limited to romantic relationships, although that's what my story is about and was about. It can be with other relationships in your life. When you get to the point where that person chooses to have you or not have you, whether they say it verbally or through their actions, you have to accept that. You have to be open and willing to accept that. You have to see it and you have to understand it and allow them to have that space to do that. Right? I am the first person to tell somebody, like, if you want out, just say that. If you don't want to be here, you don't have to. I tiptoe around people because I don't like to push in nobody's square. Right? You want me in your life, you put me in it. If you want me in your life, you put me in it. Because I'm not fighting for a seat at nobody goddamn table. My fucking table is 9 feet, 12 feet long. Why I'm fighting to be at somebody else's table? You want me there, you invite me to dinner. You feel me? That's how it is. So y'all got to walk around with that same attitude. This is my table and there's food on it. If you want to come join me, great. And if you want to invite me to yours, great. But what you're not going to do is gnaw off these wood legs and fuck my shit up. That's what you're not going to do. And there you go. There you have it. So make sure you're doing your self-care. Make sure you're taking of your own care of your own well-being. And that you understand that you're not picking or becoming a pick me, but understanding that where you need to be in your own life and understanding those red flags when you see them and those people when you see them, right? Because it'd be the same people that you love right in your square. And think about it and be honest with yourself about it. And then decide, okay, how do I feel about myself and how long am I going to continue this? And then make your decisions as such, because people out here wilding. You know, and they're not going to love you and respect you the way you need to be. What are you going to do about it? Convince them to do it or get up and get the fuck on? All right, yo. So that's it for this episode of Save Live Podcast. Stay tuned in the next 2 weeks. We got Sweet Treats Factory that's going to come in and talk to us about some cannabis. We got a postpartum sex therapist coming to chat with us in season 6. We got a couple other people coming down the pipeline, another magazine coming for me. We got a bunch of shit in the pipeline that's coming down. So make sure that you check us out, www.savelaw.com. Make sure that you go cop some merch, the hoodies, the sweatpants, all that kind of shit is on the website. And if you want to book Karen out for a live show to do your drop or any kind of other work like that, the calendar is now open, my people. The calendar is now open. Y'all can talk to my manager. So definitely reach out to me. Go to the website. Fill out the contact page. Reach out to us and let's get it popping. I'll see you next week. Season 6, Save Loud. Karen L. Let's do the ting. You know already who's
in this bitch. Live. The party ain't over. From the Save Loud Radio Show.